Hey guys, we got some major breaking news this morning coming from the Supreme Court. They have issued a writ of certiorari for a major Second Amendment case. What does that mean in English? They're going to take up a huge Second Amendment case that's going to hopefully destroy the ATF and what they've been doing for the last several years. Before I get into that, you've heard me talking about precious metals and telling you that the experts were calling for record high gold. Well, now it's here. Gold has broken through the $2,300 an ounce level. Will it stop there? I don't know. But those same experts are calling for gold to reach $3,200 an ounce or higher, and silver is rising as well. I bought my gold and silver with Lear Capital last year, and I'm up 21% on that purchase. It's pretty clear that the dollar is losing value, especially since we just keep sending it to other places. And remember, the more money that they print, the less your dollar is worth. And since 2020, every dollar in your wallet has lost 24% of its purchasing power. That's why I bought gold and silver. It holds value and can increase in value and has value across the world, not just here in America. Buy some gold and silver, store it in your safe. It is not too late. Call my friends at Lear Capital at 1-800-260-5075 or head over to LearGG.com to learn more. And while you're there, ask if they still have that $3,200 an ounce gold report that I've been telling you about for a few weeks. That's right, give them a call, 1-800-260-5075. Again, 1-800-260-5075 or head over to LearGG.com. Big thank you to Lear Capital. All right, breaking news, huge breaking news. This is a case that we've been talking about since April of 2022, and that is the Vanderstock case. It's the Second Amendment Foundation, Firearms Policy Coalition, Defense Distributed case. The Frames and Receivers case is going to the Supreme Court. The ATF violated several things in this new rule that they published in April of 2022. They changed the definition of firearm to encompass unfinished frames or receivers, literally chunks of metal or slabs of plastic, as well as parts kits. Parts kits aren't guns. Duh. And they also violated the APA, the Administrative Procedures Act, and it is now going to the Supreme Court. Today, at like 9:55 a.m., they decided we are going to take this up. This is the most Second Amendment-friendly Supreme Court we have ever had in the history of this country. So this could be good. Now, I don't have a date for when it'll be heard, but you know you'll be able to hear it live here on this channel. So subscribe to this channel right now. Turn on the bell notification to all notifications so you are notified of when I put out new content or go live, especially if you want to hear the Supreme Court and what they have to say about the ATF violating not only law, because Congress is the one who defines things, not the ATF, as well as the Administrative Procedures Act. I'll carry it live on my channel. Guys and gals, thank you so much for your time. Support those who support you. SAF and FPC are on this case. They've spent a ton of money to get it to where it is now. It's gone through multiple levels, multiple attacks, and this is asking the Supreme Court to strike this damn rule permanently. Links to both of those, as well as other groups, are in the links of every in the description of every video I have. Support them, guys and gals. Skip that large pizza this weekend. Instead of eating that pizza, watching the game, donate that money to these groups, join these groups, and feel better because you're helping what we all want to happen. The ATF get their teeth kicked in for violating the Constitution. The one thing they took an oath to uphold and defend, they violate it every day when they wake up. Way to go, SAF and FPC. On to the Supreme Court. Guys and gals, I appreciate each and every single one of you. I'll see you on the next video here on the channel. Like I said, subscribe if you want to stay in the know. I'll see you then. Take care.